The Pacific Salmon Foundation is supporting 48 community-led projects aimed at enhancing wild salmon and their habitats in BC, including 7 on southern Vancouver Island. The nonprofit foundation is distributing $227,828 to projects that include teaching children about the life cycles of salmon, cleaning up environments used by salmon, and supporting hatcheries. Salmon face countless struggles, but with our help, they can recover, said Michael Manier, Pacific Salmon Foundation chief executive. We depend on community-led initiatives to restore and protect Pacific salmon. The foundation is supported by proceeds from the Salmon Conservation Stamp, a decal anglers must purchase annually and affix to their saltwater fishing licenses to retain any species of Pacific salmon. A $5,145 grant will go to the Green Streams Community Stewardship Program through the Sominos Marsh Wildlife Society, which is working with Cowichan Tribes and the Municipality of North Cowichan on a multi-year project to restore water quality in the Sominos watershed in the Cowichan Valley. The water quality in the watershed has been affected by development, agriculture, and industrial activity in the area, the foundation said. Green Streams aims to bring chum salmon populations back to their historical levels. The society plans to replace an old water quality meter and in-stream temperature sensors so long-term collection of reliable water quality data can continue. Foundation funds are also going to the Peninsula Stream Society, which will receive $16,500 toward long-term salmon monitoring and stewardship in 4 Greater Victoria watersheds. Another $3,000 is going to Campus View Elementary School's Stream of Dreams programming. George J. Elementary School will receive $1,000 for its Salmonids in the Classroom project. The Cowichan Estuary Nature Center Society is receiving $5,544 to support chum and coho rearing habitat in Fish Gut Alley in the Lower Cowichan River. A grant of $19,800 will be used for the Samas Estuary Flood Channel, supported by the Alberni Valley Enhancement Association. And $2,468 is designated for the Little Campbell Hatchery through the Semiamo Fish and Game Club. A grant of $24,250 will go to eco-cultural restoration of Salish Sea Estuaries managed by the Guardians of Mid-Island Estuary Society. The Nanaimo Science and Sustainability Society is receiving $1,600 to promote Salmon Run Days. Founded in 1989, the foundation has backed more than 3,000 projects in BC representing 30,000 volunteers in BC and the Yukon with total grants of $25.6 million. Projects focus on salmon conservation, enhancement and habitat restoration. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com.